I'm asking community groups of towns of 1,000 people plus to apply for this funding, which has been administered from LCDC and the local municipal district. Community groups can apply for this, and if successful, they can use it for different aspects within the community, from youth groups to community groups in general, from, I suppose, right up to community gardens and things which in general would enhance and improve disadvantaged communities. And as much as it's needed within our communities, and yet again, this is another attempt of the government to just drip feed our communities. Our communities are dying. We are under huge pressure with unemployment, huge pressure with immigration, with any employment in the area. People are not getting livable wages in all works. People are just surviving. And again, the government's attempt to drip feed us, it ain't good enough. And the government must start funding the communities that they have starved for generations.
But this scheme is indeed a step in the right direction.
Well, certainly every pound that is spent within the community certainly helps, but it ain't enough. What we need is the government to stop looking after the interests of the wealthy. If you look at the Free State itself, it's a tax haven for the multi-billionaires. But yet, if you look from the north right down the west coast and other areas on the east coast to the Midlands, there are communities who have been devastated by the ideology of the former government and this government that consistently looks after the interests of the wealthy.